This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Bhai Tika being celebrated today by brothers receiving Tika and blessings from their sisters. Auspicious hour for receiving Tika at 11:37 a.m. Prime Minister Shabada Dewa says all arrangements made for holding November 20 elections peacefully. Election Commission publishes final closed list of candidates under proportional electoral system. And protests intensify in Iranian cities over the death of a woman in police custody. Now the news in detail. Brothers are receiving Tika from their sisters today on the occasion of Bhai Tika as part of Tihar celebrations. On the fifth day of Tihar, also known as Yama Panchak, sisters wish their brothers long life, health and wealth with respect by putting five-coloured pancharangi or seven-coloured saptarangi Tika as per age-old traditions. It is widely believed that worshipping one's sisters leads to good luck and prosperity. The auspicious time for the Tika is at 11:37 a.m. but it can take place throughout the day today. Following the religious and social tradition, sisters give their brothers gifts including dry fruits and sil roti after applying Tika, while brothers also show their respect by offering gifts and cash to their sisters as symbols of good fortune. Meanwhile, in the capital Kathmandu, the temple of Bal Gopaleshwar in the middle of Rani Pokhari is open for those who do not have sisters and those who are not able to reach their sisters for Bhai Tika. The Bal Gopaleshwar temple opens only on Bhai Tika's day. The spokesperson of Kathmandu Metropolitan City, Nabin Manander, said all preparations have been completed to open the Bal Gopaleshwar temple for devotees since today morning. Bhai Tika is celebrated by the Newar community as Kija Puja. In the Newar community, according to the tradition, some people celebrate Bhai Tika or Kija Puja today and some celebrate it tomorrow. The New Year's Day of Nepal Sambat 1143 was marked across the country by organizing various programs yesterday. The national luminary Sankhadar Sakwa is credited with starting the Nepal Sambat in 880 AD by freeing the poor from their debt during the reign of Lichivi dynasty king Raghav Dev. Addressing a program organized by the national luminary Sankhadar Sakwa Foundation in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Shabada Dewa reminded that the government had already declared Sakwa as a national luminary. He termed Nepal Sambat as the original calendar of Nepal. The Prime Minister also recalled that the government had published a postal stamp in his name and made arrangements to include content about him in the school curriculum. On a different note, Prime Minister Dewa said all arrangements were in place for holding the November 20 elections in a peaceful and impartial manner. Prime Minister Dewa said support and cooperation from political parties and other stakeholders were necessary to make the elections a successful one. The Prime Minister also expressed his belief that the elections would strengthen democracy. The Election Commission has published the final list of the candidates for the proportional election system. Making the final list of candidates for the proportional election system public on its website, the Commission has confirmed the nominations of 2,199 candidates for the federal level. The Commission had removed 550 nominations as they did not meet the criteria. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has said its attention has been drawn towards people launching into tirades or giving offensive statements against election candidates or political parties' leaders on the public platform, including social sites. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the Commission stated that it had taken cognizance of some social sites users publishing misleading and biased content and giving offensive statements against candidates vying for the upcoming elections. The Commission has warned against bringing offenders into book. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has determined specific criteria to be followed by political parties, the election candidates and the sister organizations of political parties for publicizing advertisements in the media. Three people died in a jeep accident that occurred at Sulichor Bazar in Rolpa yesterday. The police are investigating the cause of the accident. The jeep was heading towards Gazul from Sulichor Bazar in Rolpa district. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Iranian police are reported to have fired on protesters in Sakej, home city of Mahsa Amini, who died in police custody after being arrested for allegedly wearing her hijab improperly. Thousands gathered near the grave of the Kurdish woman and clashed with security 40 days since her death. A rights group and witnesses said officers fired live rounds and tear gas at the crowds in the city. Protests swept across Iran after 22-year-old Amini died on 16 September. At least 234 protesters, including 29 children, have been killed by security forces in a crackdown on what Iranian leaders have portrayed as riots fomented by foreigners. A new report by the United Nations has warned that the climate plans from governments worldwide remain insufficient to limit rising temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The 2015 Paris Agreement aimed to restrict the temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The UN's climate experts said on Wednesday that the planet has already been suffering from climate-related storms, heat waves and floods amid temperatures of 1.2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. The UN accused the leaders of failing to act with sufficient urgency to curb greenhouse gas emissions. The UN's climate experts have said emissions compared with 2010 levels need to fall by 43% by 2030 in order to meet the Paris deal's goal. But in its latest report, the United Nations said current commitments from the governments will in fact increase emissions by 10.6% by the year 2030. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of light rain or thunder and lightning at one or two places in hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Bhai Tika being celebrated today by brothers receiving Tika and blessings from the sisters. Auspicious hour for receiving Tika at 11:37 AM. Prime Minister Shabada Dewa says all arrangements made for holding November 20 elections peacefully. Election Commission publishes final closed list of candidates under the proportional election system. And protests intensify in Iranian cities over death of a woman in police custody. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.